And thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of the Struggle, Strength, and Success Podcast. Listen, I'm your host, Robin Sharon Thomas. And listen, I'm so glad that you decided to join in with us on tonight. You could have been doing anything else, but you decided to tune in, to join in with us as we share some vital information with you on tonight to bring awareness to something that we want you to understand. So tonight, I have a special guest. His name is Timothy Hardy. And so tonight, we're going to be discussing and bringing awareness to MS. So I want to introduce to some of you a man who I know, and his name is Timothy Hardy. God bless you, Timothy. God bless you.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Amen. So on tonight, we're going to be talking about MS. And we know that, well, some of you may not know that MS, it is estimated that over 1.8 million people worldwide have MS. And people of all ages can be affected by this disease, but it is more common in young adults and females. And in the United States alone, there are 4 people that have been diagnosed with MS. So you heard enough of me. So right now, I'm going to allow Timothy to introduce himself. So Timothy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 38 years old. I have 2 wonderful children, a boy and a girl. I'm from a small town called Windsor, North Carolina. And I've been in the Triangle area for probably about 6 or 7 years. And I met Miss Sharon at my job.
Yes. Okay. And so Timothy, you say you're from North Carolina. He's from the Big Children. So Timothy, let me ask you, I wanted to say that, you know, MS is a chronic inflammatory and neurodegeneration disease, and it's most common. One of the symptoms is fatigue. But Timothy, what symptoms were you experiencing that provoked you to go seek medical attention?
I was experiencing symptoms probably 3 years before I finally went to the doctor. Some of the things that I was experiencing was, it's called quivers. I was having like seizure-like shakes, and they would last for probably like 5 or 10 minutes. And I think the third time I went to the doctor, and I was misdiagnosed. And then what got me diagnosed, I was bloated for probably about 3 months. I couldn't really eat. And the first doctor I was sent to was a gastroenterologist, a stomach doctor. And he then done his exams and seen that I was okay. And then I was sent to another specialist, and that was an orthopedic doctor. And I left from that orthopedic doctor and I landed a neurologist where I was diagnosed with MS.
Okay, so you said you were having quivers. So could you explain to us a little bit what that is?
It's almost like you can fall in some really cold water and you feel really cold and you're shaking, uncontrollably shaking. I've had probably 6 of those episodes in the last 3-4 years. And that's not what got me diagnosed, because like I said, I was misdiagnosed. But the bloatness, that's another sign. You have digestive issues as well.
Okay.
So I started having digestive issues. I couldn't really eat. I eat a couple of bites and I would be full. And I went to the doctor, and a couple of, probably about a month after that, after I went to a couple of specialists, I then seen what all of these symptoms I was having over the years, which was fatigue was most definitely one of them. Uncontrollably sleepy, not being able to focus, pay attention. I mean, I would fall asleep at the dinner table with my children. And it just wasn't normal activity, and it wasn't able to really get up and go to work and being able to function and process things at work. That all of this stuff was signs, and I didn't know it.
Yes. So did you, were you experiencing any pain? I know you say you had bloat, you were bloated and you couldn't eat too much because you felt full, but were you experiencing any pain?
I didn't really have a lot of pain. I dealt with a lot of numbness and tingling. Numbness and tingling in my legs, of my arms. And it just would feel weird. And I just didn't pay it no mind. But after a while, it started getting worse. And that still would make me go to the doctor. I think that the bloated, the me being bloated for so long is what sent me to the doctor. But it's a lot of symptoms of MS, and it's different types of MS. It doesn't affect everyone the same way. You really would have to get an MRI to be diagnosed.
Okay, so you said you were diagnosed. So, what type of tests and procedures were performed to by your physician that aided in your diagnosis?
Well, of course, I was having issues with my digestive, with my digestion. So I was sent to the gastroenterologist. I've done some stool samples, I've done blood work, everything seemed good. And then I was complaining about, I was having some slight pains in my chest and in my lower back. So I was sent to a orthopedic doctor, and he done his MRIs. And I guess he's seen something on those MRIs that he really couldn't distinguish. So I was sent to a neurologist.
And so when you were sent to the neurologist, that's when they, what kind of procedure, what kind of test did the neurologists do?
They didn't even do anything. It's only type of test they did with me was blood work. But being able to get the MRIs, once I landed the appointment with the neurologist, I was able to get brain exams, and that's what I really needed. And that's where he found lesions on my brain, which are it's basically MS basically attacks your immune system basically attacks your nervous system.
So your immune system, you said, attacks your nervous system.
Yes. So the your immune system can't beat the disease, so it starts eating itself. So when I had the prior to that, when I had the MRIs done on my pelvic and my lower extremities, they saw lesions, but they said that it wasn't disease or anything. And once I got to the neurologist and he did those exams, the brain exams, and he saw those same lesions on my brain, that's when I was diagnosed and said, hey, this is MS.
So I just want to ask you a question. When you were diagnosed, what kind of thoughts did you have? What were you thinking and how were you feeling?
I can't even really explain it. I was heartbroken for sure. I didn't know what it was. And I just didn't really have any, I wasn't informed about it. And I had my doctor talking to me about it, and everything was just going in one ear out the other. I was shocked because I'm athlete, been athletic all my life, football, baseball, I took care of myself, and I'm just like, how do I end up with this?
So since you have been diagnosed with MS, how do you manage your life, you know, living with MS?
I'm still managing.
And also have it had an impact on your social life. So how do you manage it and have it had an impact on your, you know, social life?
I can say it has had a really big impact on my social life. I've got like now to me it's a dangerous amount of anxiety of being around people, a lot of people. I was diagnosed with anxiety, high amounts of anxiety and depression, and it's hard to deal with because it's hard for me to remember things, you know, at times. And I get complacent at times, and I'm not used to being this way. I'm still trying to learn how to live with this myself. And I've only been diagnosed, it was probably 3 years now. I'm still learning how to deal with the new me because I'm not the same person anymore.
Okay. And as I was, you know, looking it up and just trying to gather information, it says it can significantly, you know, interfere with your ability to function at home and at work. So have it really interfered with your ability, you know, to function at home and work?
It has. I can say I'm not the same Timothy that I used to be. Like I said, remembering things, chores. When I'm at work, I seem to be okay. I've graduated a lot since my diagnosis, learning to live with it a little bit better. But I still deal with things. Mm-hmm. The main thing is fatigue. And the main thing is fatigue. I deal with that more than anything.
Okay. So how do you cope with it? Do you you pray, you have you read your scripture, you be around family and friends, you have someone that, you know, encourage you, somebody you can confide in or vent to, or do you seek help from, you know, family to try to help you, cope with it?
I do. I've handled it. I've dealt with most of it by choice on my own. I could say it's coping with it is difficult at times, but I think that I'm doing a lot better than what I used to be because, like I said, I'm still learning. I'm still learning me, learning what I'm good at and what I'm bad at versus how I 10 years ago. Some things has gotten worse. Some things has gotten better. But as far as like my work life, okay, I can say I'm more productive at work than I am at home.
Okay. So when you say things have gotten better, what type of things have gotten better for you?
My memory.
Okay.
I'm still going through some things medically to help with my memory. Okay. My memory used to be so bad where I used to leave work and I didn't know how to get home.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't remember how old I was.
Okay.
I couldn't remember how old my children was, when their birthdays was. It's been that bad. And I have came a long ways.
Yes, and that's a great thing. That's something to celebrate for. You know,
yes.
Thank God that, you know, you have came this far, because, you know, sometimes when people have a diagnosis, be alone, or even some people have tried to commit suicide because they're like, I with this, I don't want to have to experience this.
Yes.
But thank God you have the mind to Hey, I can make it. And look at me now. I'm doing fine. Yes, I had problems with my memory, and I had problems, issues with, I have issues with pain, but look at me. I'm working. I'm stable. And so, that's a lot, thank God for. And so, Timothy, let me ask you a question. Or diagnosed with anything, what would you tell that person that may be struggling, like?
I would most definitely tell people
I
to
don't know if I can. I don't person on tonight.
hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I was losing you. To me, I could say, if you are diagnosed, even if you're not, it's really good to go to the doctor. Do annual
Right.
checkups, get your blood work, get checkups. I'm 38 years old. I was diagnosed when I was 36. MS usually comes in and shows itself when a person is probably, I think it's around 35, in their mid 30s. So
Okay.
I've literally been walking around with MS since 2018 and wasn't diagnosed until 2020. So I was
Oh.
sick for almost 3 years because I just wouldn't go to
Wow.
the doctor. And it could have been
Oh.
worse. It's
Yes.
MS can take your legs away. It can get into you, it can get into your spinal cord and you will never be able to walk again. So
So
I'm
you're
blessed.
talking about the lesions?
Yes.
Okay.
MS, if it gets into your spinal cord, you would you Most people won't be able to walk, and I've seen people walk again. I go to my appointments, and there's people there younger than me, and they have a cane, they have a walker, and
Okay.
it's people older than me that's fine. Like I said, it affects everyone differently, but it's most definitely serious. It's a very serious disease.
Well, we thank God for, how you are just handling it and how you have been blessed. You're walking, you're able to, maintain your lifestyle, able to work, and just able to, encourage other people and let them know that, hey, you might be going through something. You might have that diagnosis, but look at me. God is keeping me. I'm still, doing, able to do. And, I might be a little tired sometimes,
Yes.
I'm being maintained. So we thank you for that. And, we thank you. Sometimes people don't want to share because of fear of being talked about. But I thank you because bringing awareness to certain issues, it help other people
Yes.
to let them know that, hey, you can manage it. You can Story is just encouraging, because when I hear that, I was like, oh my God, okay. I didn't, looking at you can't tell. And
No, you
so we thank
can't.
God
That's
for
fine.
yeah,
Yeah.
we thank God for you and encouraging people. So, like he was saying, it's important, people, to go to the doctor when you having symptoms, or you feel something funny in your
Yes.
body, or you feel something that you normally don't feel. It's important to go know and get diagnosed, and then you can pray, and then you have the people to pray with you, because it's good to know. But it's good if you're wondering, I wonder why I have this spot, or I wonder why I'm hurting in my side, or I'm wondering, go to the doctor. I know we all have sometimes some type of fear, like, oh, I don't want to hear nothing bad. But it's good to the doctor.
Yes, it's
So
better
that you can
to know
get
than not
checked
to
out, because
know.
sometimes we go and we don't like what we hear, but we're just giving us strength to be able to bear it, whatever we have to face, that we're able to. Barrett. Yeah, you hear what he said? It's better to know
Yeah,
perish.
it is. It
On
is.
tonight, think to him, I'm freezing up. But I just said, those that are listening was encouraged. So we know that there was a couple of people that were diagnosed with. Montel. Me. Okay, I think I'm back. Hello, can you hear me, Tim?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm not sure if I'm still logged in on the Facebook.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know if it's the weather or what. But for sure, people most definitely need to go to the doctor. They need to pray.
Yes.
Because my doctor told me the day before I was diagnosed, and he told me that, hey, I've been doing this for 30 years. I'm almost sure this is MS. He told me,
Okay.
basically, when he told me all that, I thought my life was over, but I prayed. And one thing that he told me that I'm doing that he told me that I wasn't going to be able to do was work. He told me to go file for disability. And I have not gathered disability since he told me that I've still been working.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord.
Yeah,
Yes, that's a blessing because I'm sure you want to stay active and
yes.
just stay in motion. They say a body in motion, stay in motion. So
Yes,
I know
ma'am.
you want to stay in motion. And so thank you. I'm not sure if I'm still on.
It's
Online,
recording.
because I'm looking and closing. Okay, so I have to close this out because what I see is just it's slow, and I keep getting the internet interruption.
Okay.
So, but I do want to thank you all for tuning in. And listen, I have a candle that I want to give away, and I'm frozen, so ain't nobody gonna see
I can see it.
it. So you when you speak, you're not frozen, but when I speak, it's like it's frozen. So I'm going to give a candle away, and I'm gonna ask a question. So how many children, now I want somebody to type it in the inbox, I mean in the message, in the comments. How many children did Timothy say he have? Now I want you, the first person that I see on my side that comment will win the candle from Kyogi's Scent. Okay. But like I said, I don't think I'm online. So whoever I see comment first, if you see the replay or if you can hear me now, Who, when, how many children did Timothy, how many children does he have? So whoever answered that question that I see first, I'm going to give you this giveaway that was donated to me, to the Struggle, Strength, and Success podcast by the owner and operator, the CEO of Kyogi's Sense. So if you would like to reach her, I reached the Kyogi Scent. Go to K Sense. That's a letter K SCENTS 425 at yahoo.com. Or you may reach them at 984-317-8384. Now let me tell you something. These candles smell good. I have one, two, three, four. I had one in like every room. And my husband, they smell so good. My husband was had two. He had two candles burning. I'm like, you have both of you have two burning. But they smell so good. So I have one in the bedroom. I have one in here and two downstairs. And they smell so good. And she have a lot of different scents. So if you would like to get a candle from her, please do. She have an 8 ounce, 10 ounce, 12 ounce, and 14 ounce. And so we thank Timothy for coming. Thank you, Timothy, so much for coming on and sharing your amazing story and how you are still maintaining and still living a great life after being diagnosed with MS and having that smile on your face and just still pressing forward. So thank you so much. And to all of you, thank you for tuning in. I see you tune in, but I keep freezing up. But God bless you and thank you. And please have a great night in the kingdom of God. God bless you, Timothy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.